Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, coming from the United States, we hear from Father Brendan Curran. Father Brendan lives in Chicago and is a North American promoter of justice and peace. Brendan's preaching is entitled, Ephata, Be Opened to Christ.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went away of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephata, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The gospel, the good news of the Lord. Ephata, Ephata, be opened. Deafness, especially when it is total, is a heavy burden, even more heavier than blindness. You know, there are blind people who become so accomplished as musicians or writers. Just to name a few, we can remember Ray Charles, his song Unchain My Heart, or Hit the Road Jack, or Georgia on My Mind. Songs by a blind man, who some in our society see as somehow incompetent in their impact and in their society. However, the blind are also well represented in learned professions, but few deaf people can match these achievements. Deafness even further isolates its victims from others, more so than blindness appears in our society, even our society in the year 2018. We see deaf as too often some inferiority, some lacking of something human that we perceive in others, or perhaps even worse, that the deaf see others talking and can see much more coldly, realizing they themselves are excluded. We could speak or reflect much more on the reality of deafness or blindness, but today's gospel is a gospel of Jesus healing a deaf man, a man who is brought to Jesus by his friends, who has apparently never heard human speech. He speaks with a stutter, with some impediment. Jesus takes this man apart from the crowd. He had at least a few reasons for doing so. First, Jesus needed the man's undivided attention. And second, Jesus experienced each of his healings as an intimate encounter with our heavenly God. What is important about the miracle in today's gospel, as in all of Jesus' miracles of healing, is not so much about the healing itself, but what it says about the healed and the healer. In the first reading, we hear Isaiah's prophecy that when God's anointed servant, the Messiah, visits God's people, the eyes of the blind will be open, the ears of the deaf cleared, the tongue of the mute will sing. Jesus' healing of the deaf man fulfills this prophecy in the gospel story, in an act that speaks much more eloquently than any words that Jesus had already proclaimed. That action was power of God's message and mission itself. Long proclaimed, long ago, generations before, by the prophets, hear now. In him, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Mary and Joseph, the very power of God is at work, God who visits God's very own people, God in flesh among us. Even the details of the healing are significant. Jesus does not tell the man to be patient under his handicap, because in heaven, things will just be better and promising a new day in heaven. nor does he urge the deaf man to offer up his suffering in some way. But how often do we get ourselves trapped by suffering that exists in our own families, in our own communities, and in our society? Be patient, wait, or offer up in suffering for what you must endure. Bear it. Put it on your shoulders. Offer it up for God. These are not at all the gospel mission or the call Christ brings to us by this profound example of Christ's saving mission. Our suffering is not meant to be some test of our faith. God is suffering with our human pain, with our human struggles. God is intimately present to us and with us. The words of today's gospel, the words of the miracle, are radically intimate. In this gospel, Jesus says, he put his finger into the man's ear. He spit on the finger and touched the man's tongue to be able to speak, to be able to hear. Then proclaimed the words, "Ephphatha, Ephphatha, be opened." Jesus said mysterious words, "Be opened." Now, why in the world would Jesus say that? Be opened to someone who was deaf? Why would he do that? Usually we open our eyes. We are opened and opening our eyes. We open our mouth or we open our mouth. But Jesus said, inviting him to hear, to be opened as well. Perhaps that is no coincidence to us. And that is part of the mission and example of gospel story. The man was healed not by what he lacked, but by opening what he had within him and calling it to emerge forth, to be birthed in him and within him as a man who, yes, to the rest of society, was one who was deaf. But in this gospel miracle, it is not calling us to close something, to be opened and to be emerged from who we truly and authentically already were and are in its own authentic self. That's the miracle story of the gospel. Now, we might be a bit confused by all of this explanation of this gospel story, but let us take heed to Jesus' commissioning of this man who was deaf. Jesus said mysterious words, "Be opened," to a deaf man. The man was healed not by what he lacked, but by opening what was birthed from what was already within him. To be truly and authentically human was actually and is actually our gospel mission, to be human messengers commissioned by God. That's the mystery. That's the beauty and miracle of the gospel story. Jesus was restoring his dignity that he had already received at birth, revealed to him and others, and thus called him to be opened. In the gospel story, Mark tells us Jesus looked up to heaven and groaned. The groaning was Jesus' lament over the fresh example of how sin, our sinfulness, our sinful perception of someone like someone who is deaf, causes so much suffering in our world, spoils us in so many ways. The great and perfect example of God's creation that was gifted to us by our birth, and from the very birth, from the very beginning of God's creation, long ago. The Heavenly Father is inviting each of us to not dwell on what is our sickness, but on the strength of our health that must emerge from within us, to be emerging with God, to be opened to God's message from what has been already gifted to us. Now, there is no reason to suppose that an individual who is suffering is being punished for his or her personal sin or some nonsense that sometimes we get caught up in our own Christian journey. The scripture today clearly teaches us that the existence of suffering is connected to our sin in general, and that this story of the example of Christ's birth reminds us and invites us to the very giftedness of this healing story of the gospel. The heart of the story is Jesus' command to the deaf man, be open. Deafness has closed him off from others, and others have closed in on him. Jesus wants to set him to be free. Jesus is the man of total openness, openness to God, openness to those whose society in Jesus' day accepted only in subordinate roles, or not at all in women or children or social outcasts like prostitutes or hated tax collectors. Jesus called a sacred mission. In the saving mission of Christ among us, who came forth among us to proclaim the good news of salvation, to restore prisoners to freedom, to birth freedom in our own hearts to new joy. Jesus is saying to us right now, in our church, in our communities, what he said to the deaf man, be opened. How closed each of us are in our own ways so much of the time. You see, for Jesus to call from the deaf man to be opened reminds us that we need to recognize where we are closed. Closed to others, closed to our society, closed to others who may not have the ability to hear with the gift of hearing, but have so much to profess and to proclaim to each of us in themselves, in their voice, in our community. We shut ourselves up in our own prisons of our own making, our own walls of our own self-fulfillment, and whose guiding principle is some hackneyed and deceitful slogan, do your own thing. Most of our conflicts and divisions and wars in our world between individuals or families or classes or groups and nations are the results of people and each of us of not being or refusing to be open. The conflicting arguments and claims remind us that we can hear only what we want to hear and not much more. Just enough to confirm our own prejudices, our own preconceived examples or assumptions of others in our own families, in our own communities, and in all our own world. See, Jesus is creating a miracle, reminding each of us not just years and generations ago, but yes, so much today that we who have stopped listening, we who have lived with our own prejudices, are called to emerge and be birthed again, be opened. Even among us Christians, there are barriers erected by our own failure to be open to one another. We must be called to be remedied of this tragic situation, a living in contradiction of what Jesus' example was and is for each of us today. Jesus called in his mission that all might be one. How are we living that authentically in our own journey? Jesus, Emmanuel, invites each of us in through this example of the gospel of this great miracle that invites each of us today. Jesus has the right, if anyone ever has throughout generations, to command us as he commanded the deaf man to be opened. He won that right for all time on Calvary when, as we shall hear in a moment in the Eucharistic prayer, as he stretched out his hands, as he endured his passion so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection, we who has loved us so intimately that he spits in his hand and embraces in a blind man his ears, calling him and each of us to be opened. Jesus is the one who reminds us at the tomb to remove the stone, who now invites us to consider our very own selves as Christians to be open to the gospel and to live anew in our day, in our midst, and in our own very much self right now. Ephata, Ephata, be opened.